Yay Networks.
Hello and welcome to Evil Lawyer's Guide to Life. I am the evil lawyer and you are not. President Biden said Thursday that the risk of Armageddon, nuclear Armageddon, is at the highest level since the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis. What he's not telling you is that Russia has no interest in nuking Ukraine. They're adding Ukraine back to their own borders, which if you dig in, and we're not going to go into the NATO deal and the World War II deals that we made with Russia when we split up Europe and everything else, but there's a really valid argument that Ukraine never quite left Russia. It was always part of Russia. And until we installed Zelensky and until Europe decided and NATO decided that they wanted to move into Ukraine, and until our cadaver-in-chief's son got in trouble over there, and until it was just really, I mean, if anybody would investigate it, I know they're investigating right now, but you know, we still have this politicized FBI, politicized DOJ, and so they're not going to do anything. But I, as an attorney, I look at this and I'm like, there's so much evidence. There's beyond a reasonable doubt evidence on the Biden crime family and their activities in Ukraine and several other places for that matter. And some of them relate to the, so you can't even say the words, you can't even say the euphemisms, you can't even say the euphemisms of the euphemisms without being canceled, which brings me around to something funny I got the other day. I got information from a techie friend of mine that our page, www.evillawyersguide.com, which we had to move offshore, is now not searchable via Google. You can still find it on DuckDuckGo, but it's not searchable on Google, which kind of brings up what I've been telling you for a long time, that if you want information and you can grab it before they take it down, now you can go back and listen to my show about Klaus Schwab and the WEF's plan to have AI troll the entire internet so it'll be taken down in a nanosecond. But right now, if you can grab information before it's taken down and save it or print it for the people who still have a printer, then you hold that information, because otherwise it's going to be gone tomorrow or it's going to be altered. We have a information system now. This is not a library. This isn't where it takes them 5 or 6 years to go back and reprint a book and change all the words in it, or just ban it entirely. This is the stroke of a key, and no longer even the stroke of the key. This is artificial intelligence banning, removing, changing, deep fakes, whatever. I mean, you can't believe anything you see, but let's get back to the subject. We all heard it the other day, or at least everybody that was paying attention heard it the other day when Biden, you know, at a fundraiser, trots out nuclear Armageddon as his fundraising. I guess that senile old brain of his, I don't even understand it anymore. I have a theory as to what's actually operating inside his head that I'm not going to bring it out, because, hey, it is October. It's the month of Halloween. Maybe I should, you know, does Biden need, does he need to be in hospice? Does he need some kind of Alzheimer's dementia drug, or does he just need an exorcism? But, you know, this risk of Armageddon thing is now being played down. They've got that talking head defense guy. They've got a couple of people who used to be in some bureaucratic agency saying, oh, no, it's nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. Well, do you honestly think the Russians are going to nuke Ukraine? That would be like us nuking Mexico as far as proximity, and it would be like us nuking one of our own states as far as historicity. Ukraine has always been part of Russia. As a matter of fact, if you look at the treaties drawn up at the end of World War II, Ukraine was part of Russia. Ukrainian people and the Russian people are the same people. And none of this was a big problem until we installed Volodymyr Zelensky, the stand-up comic who is now the president of Ukraine. And the fact that if the DOJ wasn't so politicized, if the FBI wasn't so politicized, that they're going to absolutely give Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family a pass. And I'll say it again. I know I said it a while back. Hunter Biden didn't kill himself. Their ties between the Biden crime family and Ukraine are such that if we don't give Ukraine whatever they want in terms of money and weapons and everything else in this absolute BS fight against Russia, then they'll open the floodgates. You know, this is simple. This is global blackmail. This is why you have to be careful who you put in office. This is why you have to be careful when you vote in a California Democrat who's having an affair with a Chinese spy. This is why you have to be careful when you vote in a party that for the last 4 years has screamed nothing but Russia, Russia, Russia about Donald Trump and China, China, China about Donald Trump the entire time they were in bed with him. If you go back and listen to Biden talking in the 1970s when he made sense, all he was talking about was how good of friends he was with China and Russia. So, you know, we bring these guys in and then the news cycle is 32 seconds. So everybody forgets everything. And then if you hear about it and you want to go back and listen to it, like my glorious fact checkers who go back and tell me everything you said is wrong. And I'm like, well, you need to dig a little bit deeper because you can't just find it because you type in evil lawyer said this on Google. And it's, of course, it's going to come back that none of that actually happened. I could talk about the Kennedy assassination and you could Google it and it would come back that it never actually happened. This concerted effort that I'm always talking about between the media, political, globalist system is intended to do nothing other than prevent anyone from getting reliable information so that people can unite and vote and run their nations and everything else. This is an attack on national sovereignty. And I keep teasing it. And I talked to somebody the other day and they're like, when are you going to do your taxation without representation show? And I said, well, I'm going to do it. I just don't know when I'm going to do it because it's going to be a big show. But our government is beholden to globalist elites who are beholden to people we've never heard of who are beholden to somebody we've all heard of. And that's the simple fact. Now, we've got an election coming up in November, and I want everybody to get out and vote. And if I had my way, everybody would get out and vote against every Democrat who's running. Not because I'm a Republican, but because right now they are destroying this nation faster than any Republican ever could. And what we need is to turn over the entire deal. We need to get rid of all entrenched members of both parties because the system was never designed for somebody to go to Washington and remain in government for their entire life. The amount of power that's built up and then they pass it along to their protege for another lifetime, it makes the Roman emperors look like amateurs in comparison. I mean, people go into Congress or they go into the Senate, you know, with $140,000 net worth, and they come out based on $170,000 and change salary 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 years later, and they're worth $200 million. And you do the math on that and tell me, I don't know how they're investing their money, but either it's all graft or they have an investment solution, an IRA, some kind of a retirement pension that dwarfs anything ever heard of in the history of the world. I mean, it's bigger than the golden parachutes of executives that these so-called socialist Marxists are always hollering about. I mean, since when is a socialist Marxist organization like BLM spend $79 million buying big houses and fancy cars? I thought Marxists were anti-materialism. Yeah, no, I'm being sarcastic. I mean, they're anti-materialism for you, but not for them. But back to this risk of Armageddon. What he's talking about is the risk of Armageddon in this country. If Russia is ever going to use a nuke, they're going to use the nuke on us. They're not going to use it on what they're claiming to be their own land. And that brings me around to Amgen. Amgen just sold $290 million worth of a drug called Nplate. That's the letter N, P-L-A-T-E, to HHS, Health and Human Services, here in the United States. And I started saying that because on my other show, I'm getting so many people from other countries saying, which government are you referring to? So I have to say now that I'm referring to the United States government. Thanks, Brisbane, for reminding me of that. By the way, Brisbane is a place in Australia. Anyway, so $290 million, that sounds like enough anti-radiation drug. Now, what this drug does is it's supposed to keep your innards from becoming your outards. Because what happens when you're exposed to high levels of radiation is you basically dissolve from the inside out. Because radiation exposure, extreme radiation exposure, is a total body, absolutely all the way through to the bones and beyond, burn. So when you have that kind of a burn, if you've ever had a burn, you know that when your skin is burned, it'll leak. It leaks fluids, it leaks blood, it leaks, you know, whatever, depending on how severe the burn is. Well, if you can imagine your entire body, a full thickness burn of your entire body, that is the kind of radiation burns that they're talking about. And this drug treats it by increasing platelets and monkeying around in some other ways with your blood system so that everything on the inside doesn't end up on the outside. Now, this usually takes a few days or a few weeks, depending on the level of exposure. So basically what this drug can do, and this drug is used for other things as well, but what it can do is keep you alive for a short period of time before the other effects of extreme radiation exposure kick in and kill you. Why would they want to keep? Well, let's get back to how many doses that is. That's a little under 2,000 or a little under 200,000 doses. So that's not for the population. A little under 200,000 doses is not for the population. A little under 200,000 doses is not for the military, because the numbers don't add up. We don't have a little under 200,000 military. What we do have a little under 200,000 of are federal enforcement agents who would be tasked in such a situation with going out and subduing the people who had survived. Yeah, I'm going to talk about FEMA camps for just a second, and I'm going to talk about the wholesale removal of any of your private property rights in the event of a nuclear attack on the United States. So if you're one of those survivalist types who's sitting out there in the hills and has enough food to last for a couple of years, the guys who are going to get that radiation drug to keep them alive for a couple of weeks are going to be at your door with machine guns demanding everything. And if you're in town and you just happen to survive because you got lucky, they're going to be at your door with machine guns demanding everything. This is a level of preparedness for militaristic first responders who will go out into the cities and attempt to keep some kind of control, but basically loot the cities and probably spirit most of that gain back to the federal and state bunkers, where our politicians will be waiting it out under the COG, Continuity of Government Plan. Look it up. It's not worth doing an entire show on, but basically the government has set itself up to save itself, our government. Now, the Russians have done it differently. The Russians have bunkers to hold tens upon tens of thousands of their population, so have the Chinese. But over here, our government has bunkers set up to hold a couple of thousand of the upper echelon of government, G-15s or higher, GS-15s or higher. That's the highest government pay scale for a non-elected bureaucrat. And all the elected bureaucrats and their families in the lap of absolute luxury while everybody else dies. In fact, there's enough of this is leaked out that there's actually a hit TV show called While We All Die. And it is about the governmental response to various Armageddon-type scenarios, nuclear, biological, electromagnetic pulse, EMP, asteroids, and the U.S. government response is to save all the politicians, send out thugs to take whatever the politicians might need, and let everybody else die. That's your tax dollars at work. And yet another lead up to the taxation without representation show that I keep teasing. And someone's going to send me an email and say, did you finally get it? No, I got a cold. So this is going to be a little bit short today because I got a cold and I'm having a hard time talking. It's been a long time since a president talked about the risk of Armageddon. In fact, I wasn't alive during the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis, but I remember my parents talking about it because I asked them about it. And I was like, how did you guys live through that? And pretty much it was, well, we just acted like it wasn't happening, which I'm assuming is what everybody is going to do with this. But I think this is more than the Cuban Missile Crisis because the Cuban Missile Crisis, as I recall from history, remember when they used to teach history? Yeah, a few weeks ago, I advised people to, you know, next time you're at a thrift store or a garage sale, grab a few history books because you're not going to be able to get them. And you're only going to be able to get your history sanitized, washed, and leaning towards whatever group is in power off the internet because it takes less than a keystroke when AI is running everything. But I believe the Cuban Missile Crisis, for nobody that remembers, the Soviets wanted to put missiles in Cuba so that they could hit the United States with a lot less lead time. And Kennedy stared them down, and they didn't. Well, this is a lot different because they've already have a sub that vanished for a while with a doomsday weapon called the Poseidon, which is designed to sit at the seafloor until someone pushes a button somewhere in Moscow and then create a 1,600-foot radioactive tsunami. And that sub reappeared. But we don't know what it took with it. Well, we know what it took with it. We don't know where it put it. So, and we also have the Soviets just unveiling their new 100-megaton ICBM called the Satan II, which, for reference points, the bombs we dropped in Japan were kiloton bombs, and a megaton is 1,000 kilotons. The biggest bomb ever exploded was a 50-megaton bomb. It was exploded by the Soviets in a test and actually moved the planet a couple of degrees. So they have now deployed 100-megaton bombs, double the size of the largest ever exploded, which are said to be able to take out the entire eastern or western seaboard of the United States. Cuban Missile Crisis was about them putting an emplacement of missiles in Cuba so they could hit us faster. This is a lot worse than that because they want us gone. And it doesn't have a whole lot to do with Ukraine. It has a lot to do with a speech given by Putin recently. I know I did a couple of shows called What If Putin Is Right a year ago. And I got a lot of hell over that, but I don't really care. He was recently talking about how the United States had turned to Satanism. And as an example of that, he was talking about the whole trans agenda and the child trafficking and everything else, which we have the trafficker-in-chief, or cadaver-in-chief, as I like to call him, and his sick, twisted crime family in office to prove it. You know, a guy on a holy war with the biggest nuclear weapons the world has ever seen as a force to be reckoned with. But the fact that the United States government has no plans at all to save anybody who's not part of the United States government, and by part of it, I mean at the very highest levels, should give all of us pause. And once again, brings me right around to, is it going to be the next show or the show after that? I'm not really sure. But we've got to talk about taxation without representation. And thank you for listening. I know it's always a little bit hard to listen when I've got a cold or whatever, but if you stuck it out, thank you. And hit me up on www.evillawyersguide.com. You can also see daily videos from me on still_not_Peter_Steele over on TikTok for the time being. I think we've got one over there on Armageddon that's about to hit 500,000 views. And for all of my TikTok people who have now come over and listened to this show, welcome aboard and thank you. And check out some of my back catalog. I think you'll be really interested in a lot of the stuff that we did, especially about COVID, starting in December of 2019. We were so far ahead of the curve, it was ridiculous on that. Have a week.